Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been, you see now, Otto Loos.
Still, and,
15 always,
minutes further away from Christina.
That's true. So now it's 117 and 15 minutes.
Right. Count that.
This is always the toughest one to come back to, because you know it's the last segment of the Christina Loos show. The weekend's ahead of us. What do we have to do? Nothing. We just lament waiting for next week. But we'll do our best
to
move
forward.
What do we
have to look forward to?
We'll do our best.
Right.
Christina is giving us some updates on the town. We just finished with Bunky.
Yes. And, you know, Project Independence, of course, is still very busy for the month of August. The exercise to reduce balance and strength class is still meeting, which I just hear absolutely wonderful things about constantly. They even added a day, so now it's Mondays and Fridays is the advanced class, and then Mondays is just the beginner's class as well. So if you want any information on how to join that, you can just click call 311, and that meets at the Yes We Can Community Center.
You know, just to reinforce that one a little bit, the number one problem for seniors is falling.
Yep.
And if this can help cut down by some percentage your chance of falling, it's worthwhile.
Absolutely. And it's just, you know, it's a great class in addition to that, you know, because it's a whole little social aspect. So this group, people have been coming for months and months and months.
That's true, too. That's
and
true.
Get together. And they bring in, we do it with Winthrop University, and Winthrop University also brings in different professionals that can kind of, you know, tell you different aspects of
it. And they're not falling all over each other.
Right, exactly. Valid. But I just hear great things about it. So call 311 if you would like to join that or get any more information on that. We also have a chat coming up called The Relationship Between Untreated Hearing Loss and Cognitive Decline. This is going to be on Monday, August 15th. At the Mineola Library from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. It's presented by Dr. Allison Hoffman. And she's just, I just think it's an interesting kind of take on things because she's going to tell you just how, you know, just having this hearing loss can deteriorate your cognitive ability as well. So it's something important.
I can add another personal comment.
I like this. Otto's really good.
Because
Otto's
you can't see it.
Otto's like the ultimate wingman over here.
I'm wearing a hearing aids, and I talk to many of my co-senior friends who can't hear, who I have to scream at in order to get their attention about why don't they look into getting hearing aids, and I don't get it. You have no idea what you don't hear. Mm-hmm. You know, loss of hearing happens very gradually, and all of a sudden you're sitting there and you're like a bumbling idiot because you can't hear anything and you don't realize it. So I encourage people out there who can hear to admit you can't hear. It takes 7 years for people to admit they can't hear. It took me that long.
It's
really?
I mean,
yeah, it does.
That's where you went?
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's so many different layers, you know, to because I know when my grandpa was alive, you know, he had severe hearing loss in one of his ears. And we'd always tell them at the hospitals, like, make sure you talk in his other ear because, you know, if you're talking in that ear, like, and there was times that, you know, they wouldn't realize that and talk in his bad ear and be like, oh, he doesn't understand. And it was like, well, he just can't hear you. You know, like that's really, you know, right, and so they would be writing down all these things like, oh, you know, patient isn't aware, you know,
unresponsive.
Right.
Not, yeah.
And it was all these things that were like, well, what ear are you talking to? You know, and then it was it totally changed the game.
I'm going to give you a very short story.
Yeah.
Right?
You're good.
My sister-in-law, who's 90, was in the hospital, and her daughter, the nurse came out and talked to the daughter while she was in the hospital. And she said, your mother seems to be doing well. The nurse says to her daughter, she said, I've asked her a lot of questions and, you know, she's pretty well answered them. You know, she said, yes. She said, I don't know. She said, you better go back and check on that because she can't really hear.
Right.
All right. So the nurse goes back and does a trial balloon and she says, I understand you have AIDS. And her mother says, yes. All right. And she didn't.
Yeah.
All right. And that's a true story, you know.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, listen.
Admit the fact that you can't hear.
And that's what I'm saying, too. You know, and, you know, people can't see Otto right now, but you really can't even tell Otto has hearing aids. And, you know, now the technology today, there's no reason.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
to not.
In the beginning, like you first think, your vanity, you know you're no longer the young stud.
Right.
All right.
Otto, you'll always be a stud.
That's right.
You know, but the bottom line is, you make your life more pleasant,
believe
it or not, and the people around you. You know, it's a challenge to talk to people who can't hear.
Socialization-wise,
right.
I could see them, like, you say something three or four times, and you're getting, why does I exclude them? And then I talk to Christina, and it's silly.
No, and that's what I think is going to be tied into this whole health chat as well. I think, you know, they're going to mention it, because that's exactly what happens, you know. So people stop socializing, you know, and everything just starts deteriorating. Because then, you know, and you could have took steps to maintain, you know, your ability to be a part of things, and, you know, you're just only hurting yourself.
Really, well, we've had shows just about hearing, and the complications of why people won't admit they can't hear. There's a long list.
Right.
But you can hear, so do something about it.
No, absolutely. So that is Monday, August 15th, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Mineola Library. And then on Thursday, August 18th, you know, we're going from screening to screening and different topics, you can get your cardiac screening, free health screenings with the St. Francis Outreach Bus. That's going to be at the Port Washington Senior Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can get a simple blood test for cholesterol, some diabetes screenings, check your blood pressure, give you some, and whatever referrals you might need. So I always think that's great, because if you're in the area, you don't need to reserve anything. You just show up on the bus and all that, you know, can
that's
be done.
Cool. Yeah.
So it's just, it's really wonderful.
Sometimes, unfortunately, that works best for people. They can make an appointment.
Really,
you have the time to figure it out, but guess what? Walk in and...
No, and we try to put it at different locations, you know, where people are often going, you know, so this way, you know, you're there. Because there's times, there's been like a handful of times that this van screening, they've actually been sent to the emergency room based upon the things that, you know. So you're thinking, you know, people just, oh, I'm just going to go on the bus today and see what happens. And then there you go. So it's definitely
some people are afraid to do things like that because maybe they will find a problem.
Right.
Better to find the problem than when you're laying on the ground.
Proactiveness. We're all about preparing over here. And, you know, we were talking about this during the break, Otto and I. Friday, August 26th is the Brown Bag Check on Your Medications. This is going to be presented by Carmela Avina Woods. She's done a bunch of our chats before, and she's absolutely wonderful. She's from the College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences at St. John's. And what I love about this is that you literally take a brown bag, you put in all your medications, over-the-counter and prescription medications, and you bring it there, you make an appointment with the pharmacist, they sit down, they go over each thing, the interactions, and different side effects.
I'm going to stick my two cents worth in again.
Christine, we might as well go home.
I just went through a stretch here of about a month maybe where my blood pressure was going a little bit the wrong way. Not terribly, but had to be watched, and medication had to be changed and so on. So we went from this pill, the little pill, to the green pill, to the purple pill, to the big white pill, to whatever pill.
Right. Mm-hmm.
My point of the whole thing is that pill management can be very complicated.
Absolutely.
And it gets worse as people get older because, A, you take more medication. A lot of pills look the same. It becomes very complicated. And when you're changing, like I just went through this stretch, you know, where you had it etched in your brain that, oh, you know, that pill was this and that pill was that, but now all of a sudden that changed. So it's a good thing to have somebody who knows what they're doing take a look at these pills. And
and the fact of the matter is, this is coming from someone like you who is very on top of things, you know.
Yeah,
so,
the poor person
but it's difficult,
is nice.
Right? For someone that is really confused by things, you know, I mean, this is a major issue. And like I said, you know, people a lot of times take advantage of these over the counter things. Okay, it's over the counter, whatever, you know, like how harmful, you know, but that over the counter medication can really interact poorly with whatever your prescription
is. I was thinking when this was going on how it could be very difficult.
Right.
To stay on top of
absolutely.
Of that.
Years ago, maybe like 15, I was in the 90s. I was in the hospital for diverticulitis. But the poor guy, that was fine, and I was there and I went out. But the poor guy next to me, and I was there like say for 3 or 4 days, he had such a mess going on because the first doctor would come in and say, now you need this. But he was on Coumadin, he was on stuff for steroids, he was on everything, the poor guy. So they upped the steroid. The next guy would come in, my God, this number's going crazy.
Right.
So they'd lower the Coumadin. I mean, he was ready to jump out a window. And he says, why can't they all get together?
Right.
Because you're prescribing something without paying. Look, the chart's there. You're giving him one, and he has three other things. And the poor guy felt bad for him. It was just, but that's what happens when you have too many issues that require pills.
No, and then,
you
know, there's a thing, too. Like, I know, even, like, with my grandpa, there was a lot of medication that for years and years and years he was taking. So he just assumed, like, I'm just going to keep taking this. you know, and like the doctor found, I was like, you know, you really don't need to be on, you know, this, like everything's like, you know, your cholesterol is fine. Like, why are you, you know, but it was so habit. So I think a lot of people just kind of ride out, you know, they're not necessarily getting it checked out all the time. And just do that. So
well, circumstances change too. Like in my case, what happened was I was on the same medication for a long time, and eventually, I guess something changes within your body,
right,
and you have to change the medication, and they have to juggle it a little bit. And you know, during that process, now everything is fine and dandy, but during that process, you're going through different shape pills,
yeah,
and you even get the same medication from a pharmacist now, and it comes back. It before it looked like it was oval. And now it's round, mm-hmm, because they bought it from a different manufacturer.
Right, exactly. Right.
So it doesn't even look the same anymore.
Right.
So it becomes a very complicated proposition.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah, so that's why this is, you know, in these programs I always hear absolutely wonderful things about. And I love that it's like a one-on-one appointment. And you sit there with all of your stuff and you could ask all the questions that you need. So that's going to be Friday, August 26th from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center. So just call through on one because you need an appointment for this one. So definitely check that out.
I think the most important thing to remember here is call 311 for everything, because we're basically out of time already.
I know. I can't believe it.
I know. And you have the conversation. It just goes. And at the end of the day, all the things that Christina talks about, you know, or if you have a question for a possible event,
absolutely,
call 311. All the information is there. And that's basically it. But that's our show for today. Thank everybody for listening. Otto, I'm going to see you again next week, which is very exciting.
I will be here next week.
And then we'll have the Christina Liu show again.
That's right.
So we're all set to go. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and we'll be back here next week.